podcast episode. I'm your host, Ayana. Thank you all for tuning in to the newest episode of the BCG podcast. Obviously, it's Saturday, but some dope music dropped yesterday. You know, I was up all night listening, and for sure, like I told you, I was not, I didn't get disappointed by anything that was released. The first thing that I listened to for sure, and pretty sure everybody else listened to, was the Future and Metro Boomin collab tape, which to me, for one, I was going to listen to it anyway because I heard Type Shit, a song that's on the record that was previewed at Rolling Loud that I really, really liked. And I really wanted to like hear more of the lyrics, hear how it sounded in the headphones. And when I tell you that song right there is a summer banger, like that's going to be one of the bangers of the summer. And I listened, I loved the song. Shout out to Future and pretty much everybody on that track. I think everybody did their thing for sure. Definitely Future. I like to shout out to Meg. I thought that was dope. I like Playboi Carti's verse, which is ironic because I'm not a big Playboi Carti fan, but I definitely was effing with his verse, and I definitely liked what he did on that track. Metro Boomin, just production-wise, is just absolutely one of the best in this generation with what he does with beats, and he's been doing this for a long time. Shout out to him, man. He did an amazing job with this collab tape. Shout out to him. I want to also get into what everybody else was talking about, the Like That track, which had one of the most craziest samples. Like Rodney O, that's one of my favorite songs. So like just hearing that, get that sample into that like beat and everything, like, and them rapping on that beat. Like when I say that, I was like blown away when I heard that. I was like, wow, this is crazy. Everybody knows one of my favorite rappers is Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar was on the track. Nobody knew that he was going to be on this. And this is what makes it even better, because I honestly feel like when rappers don't put who's featured on a track and they just go ahead and put the song out and whatnot without saying somebody's on it, it obviously does amazing. Just the fact that when the tweets came out, Kendrick, I'm like, oh my God, Kendrick's on his album. What song is it? Immediately, I heard Like That. Hear his verses, just demolishing dudes. And like I said, this is what rap is about. When you're coming at two of the guys in the generation who, you know, people are saying are two of the greatest in the generation, Drake and J. Cole, I think that's crazy. And I'm actually kind of surprised that Drake and J. Cole have not said anything. They haven't spoke and responded. I know that Drake has a show that he'll be doing today where I'm pretty sure he's going to be saying something. Who knows? But it'll be on the timeline. I'm sure if something pops out. I would be surprised if Drake or J. Cole does not say anything back to Kendrick when he says out his mouth, mother F the big three, it's just Big Me. Like that right there. That was personal. And if they don't say anything back to that, I just think that's crazy. Saying for all the dogs, your dogs are being buried, bum. Like, come on now. You got to respond to that. There's no way you can hear a rapper like Kendrick. And when I say Kendrick gets on beats and demolishes beats. Like, he has a way with just, like, killing what's given to him. And when I heard that song, I was like, wow, this is crazy. And Future also did his thing on that too. Like, the whole track is just crazy and bananas. Like, I can't wait to hear that on the radio consistently. I can't wait to hear Type Shit on the radio too, because those are two of my favorite tracks from the album. I also listened to We Don't Trust You, which is a song that he's dissing Drake. You know, I guess they're having beef. From what I know, from what Twitter's telling me, they're beefing over a woman. I have no idea who this woman is. Nobody knows who this woman is. All I know is they're beefing over a woman, which is interesting because there are two of the guys who claim they get women so easily and it should never be an issue, but they're beefing over a woman. Interesting. You know, like, from what I heard, it's possibly SZA, or it's another stripper and that works at a place named Amber, And I don't know who that is, but I just want to say that this is what's needed in rap. You know, I've always felt like, and I had to be honest, and this is me being a big J. Cole fan for a long time. I always felt like J. Cole has just been too friendly. You know, I think his whole attitude, and I'm not taking anything away from him because I'm a huge J. Cole fan, but he's too friendly when it comes down to the rap. Like, you know, he wants to be buddy-buddy with everybody. Cole, you gotta separate to elevate. Like, I would like if Cole just wasn't cool with a lot of people and just, you know, was kind of in the background. I think that would be better. But see, this is the thing that made Kendrick Lamar more respected in a lot of people's eyes. Remember the control verse? He's always wanted to go at people's necks. Like, it never was an issue for him. He never, you know, it was never a problem for him to go at people's necks. You know, like, he's been doing this for a long time. So the fact that he did that, I was not surprised, because that's what Kendrick does. Like, the control verse literally broke the internet when it came out. And this is like in the, was it what? Like, was this like Facebook days? Like, when the control verse came out, like, that's all people talked about. Like, that control verse is literally what took Kendrick from here to there. Like, he was now the biggest new name in rap when that control verse dropped. Immediately after that, he dropped the album. It was so crazy. Like, he's now the face of one of the faces of hip hop when he did that control verse. Like, that's what put him on the map, to be honest. Kendrick's never been scared to go at heavy hitters. He's always did that. Like, he fired at all those people in that one song, and it set the world ablaze. This particular situation, the exact same thing. Kendrick's not scared to go at heavy hitters. People may say that he's trying to get attention. No, this is Kendrick. He's real hip hop to the core. Like, this is what he does, and he does it very well. Like, this is not a joke. Like, he's been doing this for a long time. And I respect him for it. And that's why he's my favorite rapper of this generation. I've always said I'm a big J. Cole fan, but I always hated that J. Cole is always so cool with people. I just want him to separate. I want J. Cole to take this opportunity to go at Kendrick. I mean, he did make a diss song for No Name, who didn't even mention his name, but he did make a diss song for it. So if you're going to make a diss song for No Name, then you got to make a diss song for Kendrick. And if you don't, then, you know, that it makes you look Big Sean also dissed Drake. I think he dissed Drake, J. Cole. I think he dissed a few people on his new track. He dissed Kendrick. Well, obviously, when he dissed Kendrick, Kendrick had a song already in the chamber, which is the Like That track, which canceled out all that noise for Big Sean. I hate that for him, but yeah, he definitely dissed a few people on his track too. Nobody's really talking about his new music. You know, everybody's talking about Kendrick for sure. But again, Kendrick is that dude. So it is what it is. Kendrick drops the album right now, people are going to go run and listen to it because it's Kendrick. Kendrick can do this. Like, Kendrick's been doing this for a long time. Like, it's not easy. It's light work for him. Like, this is what he does. And people are saying, do you think Drake should fire back? Absolutely. I think if Drake does not fire back, this just makes him look lame. And why it makes him look lame is because you've been coming after women all last year. You laughed at Megan Thee Stallion for getting shot. You made jokes about her in your songs. You've been coming at Serena and her husband. You've been laughing at Rihanna, talking about her, throwing shots at her in your songs. And then you've been on shows and dissing her. Like, diss some guys. Like, when are you going to actually diss some dudes that are your caliber and your age? Like, when are you going to actually do that? Are you going to do that, or are you going to, you know, sit back and not say nothing? Because if he doesn't say anything, that makes him, it makes him just what he is. And in my opinion, it will make him look like a pussy, because you're not saying anything to rappers who are dissing you and coming at you. So I think that would be something that would really put a dent into this man's legacy, to both of their legacies, actually, if they neither one of them respond. But I think it means a lot more for Drake to respond and actually say something back to Kendrick after that particular situation. Because if he doesn't, then, you know, we all know what that is. And I also feel like Drake has done a lot of things to ponder to just people in general. You know, he always does the free Tories, you know, and things like that. You know, I think he tries to pander to a certain group, and I think he tries his hardest to feel accepted or do things that he thinks people are going to look at and say, oh, that's what's up. You know, I don't know where Drake really went off on the deep end of just wanting anybody to like him. You know, I feel like his misogynistic ways have really, like, overshadowed anything that he does. You know, constantly, saying things in the media, constantly coming at women. That's not, that's not cool. You know, that's not attractive to ladies. Like, who's really going to like that? And, you know, you're this heavyweight rapper, you know, supposedly, and you act like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, get in the booth and get at some guys, and we'll actually have a, you know, input and see how that goes. Because if he does not go with these guys, I'm telling you, it is going to look like he's a, you know, pussy. That's just how I look at it. There's no way you can't say anything back to Kendrick Lamar bullying you on the track and saying what he said. I also want to get into this, too. As far as new music on Friday, that was probably the main thing that I listened to. I did not get to Tyla. I really wanted to try Tyla, and I still have time. I'm probably going to check in with her tonight, which I'm really excited to hear what she's doing on her album because I've heard some good things about it. And, yeah, like I said, this Future Metro Boomin collab album got me in a chokehold for real. I've been listening to multiple tracks, so... you know, I like, as I said before, you know, this is what I like to see in hip hop. You know, when people are going at people's necks, I think Kendrick Lamar is always the guy for that. And this is why when I heard he was on the track, I knew he was already going crazy because that's Kendrick. So what I got to say about it, like I said, shout out to Future, shout out to Metro, shout out to Kendrick, shout out to all of them on these tracks. Shout out to anybody else who was featured. I know Travis Scott was on a Type Shit song. I'm gonna be real honest. He was his part was my least favorite. You know, shout out to him too. I am gonna say this though. You know, you really kind of hate to see Future and Drake not, you know, cool with each other anymore. But at the same time, as I've said, Drake is not really, to me, he doesn't really seem like himself in hip-hop. He seems like somebody who follows the crowd, just wants people to like him, Fs with a certain amount of people, supports a certain amount of people, tries to be cool with whoever he can be cool with, who's giving him attention, whatever the case is. He just seems like a lame, and he's always been like that. This is not, you know, me being funny. I'm just being honest on my opinion. That's what I think about Drake. I've never really liked him, and his personality is trash. I never cared for him. There was a time in middle school where I did listen to Drake, you know, but that was when he was different. The Drake right now is a totally different dude that we grew up listening to in high school. You know, like the guy that we grew up listening to in high school was different. You know, he had a different, whole, totally different vibe. The new one, he done got hurt too many times by women that he probably liked, whatever the case is, and it turns him to a misogynistic guy, and this is why he acts the way he does. Like, his whole vibe is just turned into misogyny, like, to the core when you think of misogyny in hip-hop. Like, he's at the forefront right now. That's what it is. And this is why seeing him get, dogged on a track by Kendrick is beautiful for me because he's been coming at ladies and talking crazy for a while now. And somebody had to do it. Somebody had to do it. Also, 21 Savage obviously didn't repost the Metro Boomin collab tape. So what does that mean? There are a lot of things that are about to happen in hip hop right now. So I'm just waiting to see what's going on. I know Rick Ross unfollowed Drake. A lot of stuff is happening. A lot of stuff is brewing. A lot of people are choosing their side. I saw a lot of guys, artists, rappers liking the Future and Metro tape on Instagram, liking posts, listening to it. Lil Baby was listening to Type Shit with 42 Doug and VZ. When guys are doing this, they're choosing their side of who they're rocking with. And, you know, again, doesn't seem like a lot of them are rocking with Drake. That's just my opinion. So, hey, we're going to see what happens with this upcoming week because we all know that hip-hop gets juicy. We all know people start releasing new tapes. And the great thing about this is Future and Metro got a deluxe tape that's dropping again on... dropping again soon. They got another, like, in maybe another week or so. it's going to be very interesting because I think it's going to be a whole nother, a whole nother surprise collab coming in, and I'm ready for it. So shout out to you guys for listening to the BCG podcast, our newest episode. I will have more episodes on the way. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Bye.